We're talking with Tylee Ross today, and you are one of the co-founders of the East Village Opera Company, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So would you like to tell us a little bit about the music, and you're coming to Centennial Theater, very exciting, this Thursday, January 17th at 8 p.m., and tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's a band that was born of a project about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Where myself and Peter Kieswalter, the arranger and instrumentalist, asked ourselves how the great opera composers might have recorded their greatest hits if they were around today and they had access to a rock band and to computers and to microphones and all the rest, given that they made the best use of the instruments and the technology that was available to them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we started playing around with these songs, and really what we finally came to was, well, how would we record these songs if we were going to record these songs? And so we recorded about a dozen songs, and it took place over a couple of years.
Okay.
And finally we thought, you know, it sounds actually really cool. Let's play this once. And so we put together a band of 11 people. It was actually it was a 12-person band. We played in this tiny little club in Manhattan, in New York.
Okay.
And it went over so well that that kind of etched our path for the last 3 years. We got a record deal shortly after that with Decca Records, with Universal Records. And we've made a second record. We're busy making a third, and our tour nows have taken us all over the world, to North and South America, to Asia, to Europe, and we found that this music, whether or not people are fans of opera or not, they're able to appreciate this music because we're really speaking. We've kind of translated the sound of opera into a modern sound that everybody really understands. Anybody that has a few rock records, a few pop records, and has ever heard opera on a TV commercial is well qualified to come to one of our shows and fully understand what it is we do.
Okay, that sounds great. So you've basically made a genre unto itself then.
Well, I kind of agree with iTunes, the online music provider, where I'm not sure if it's still like this, but when our record first went up in the genre classification, most things fit easily into classical or rock or jazz, whatnot. Ours came up, when I first saw it in there, it came up as unclassifiable.
Okay.
And I kind of enjoyed that, because I don't think we do sound like much that's out there.
Okay, well, it's certainly refreshing to get a new sound out there. And you, Tylee, and Peter, you're both Canadians, and you actually got together in the States, didn't you?
Yeah, in fact, we're both from Ottawa.
Okay.
And we actually have a third Canadian playing with us on this tour as well, Stu Watkins, who's another Ottawa guy, playing bass. And but we met in New York, and only realized later how many people we had in common, and how many, in fact, his girlfriend of many years had been a voice teacher to me when I was like 18 years old, and she was teaching me on his keyboard, but I'd never met him at all. So
okay, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, you said this is the third album you're putting out. You're working on the third one?
We're working on the third one right now, yeah.
Third one, okay. What songs will we be hearing at the show when you come on Thursday?
Well, the ones that you'd expect to hear at any sort of big classical concert. They're not played, of course, like anything you'd hear at a classical concert. We're playing Nessun Dorma, La Donna Immobile, Eben, Neandro Lontana, The Habanera from Carmen. We play a couple dozen songs that, I don't know, probably maybe 15 or 20 songs that virtually everybody in the audience will recognize, whether or not they like opera or despise opera. Our audiences, we've been really surprised by the audiences that show up to this sort of stuff. We get young people with outrageous hairstyles, and I'm bald, so everything's outrageous to me these days. creative piercings, sitting next to somebody who looks like their grandfather dressed up in a tuxedo, and they're both reacting in the same way. We've been able to tour the world, really alternating between rock clubs one night and some of the best known classical music halls the next night. So we have a very depending on the country or the region that we're touring to, we get really radically different venues in each town, and with it, very different audiences. So we have a really interesting crowd, so I think most people will get a kick out of this.
I think it sounds like a really exciting show. Is this your first performance in Quebec?
It is our very first performance in Quebec.
Okay.
And our only performance in Quebec, actually.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. East Village Opera Company again this Thursday, January 17th at 8 p.m. Now, well, what types of instruments are used in your program?
We've got two singers, myself mm-hmm. and Anne-Marie Malazzo.
Mm-hmm.
Bass, drums, electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
Keyboards, electric keyboards, and we have a string trio as well. So we've got two violins and a cello
okay.
on this tour.
Okay, and does the 10-person band, does that has that stayed pretty steady, or have you had a lot of people coming and going throughout?
Well, it fluctuates, and the band actually changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Peter are the two constants in the band.
Okay.
The great thing, it's sort of a double-edged sword, actually, is that we get, because this music is so unusual, and it's quite challenging to the
mm-hmm.
players, and gratifying as well, because these melodies we're playing are really extraordinary. That we're able in New York to, you know, pick from the best players, I'll even say in the world. Like, we have, our band is a very cosmopolitan crew made up of five or six different nationalities.
Okay.
All of whom have descended to New York because they're great at what they do. And, but that's the great thing is that we get to play with magnificent people, but the sad thing is that they're very in demand, so it's
mm-hmm.
hard to actually book them down from tour to tour. So, depending on where we're going, how we're traveling, and how long we're going out for, our band fluctuates from a 12-piece to an 8-piece. This tour, we're out with 9 pieces on stage this time.
Okay, great. And any particular track that stands out?
I don't know. I'm not going to be the one to say that. But people, we play the Flower Duet from Lakme,
mm-hmm.
Which is normally sung by two women. Of course, we don't have two women in the band, so... We do it with a man and a woman.
Okay. I listened to that actually on MySpace and just loved it.
Oh, yeah, it's a
mm-hmm.
beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Nessun Dorma, The Habanera.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are songs that people react to strongly, so I love them all.
Okay, great. Yeah. Now, do you have your website address in case our audience
yeah.
wants to?
Visit www.eastvillageoperacompany.com
mm-hmm.
or they can check us out at MySpace at myspace.com/East Village Opera Company.
Okay, that sounds
or
great.
Or they can just randomly type in East Village Opera Company into YouTube and they can see random pirated videos of us in different places in the world.
Okay, good. How did you come up with the name East Village Opera Company?
Well, the first record was recorded in the East Village
mm-hmm.
In New York.
Okay.
And our first show was played in the East Village in New York. And we only thought that it was going to be, you know, it was a recording project and it was going to be one show.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we never really intended to have it be a name of that had lasting strength to it. But that's what we stuck ourselves with. So
that's
we find
great.
Ourselves explaining what the East Village is everywhere we go. But that's okay.
Okay, anything else you want to add, Tyler?
No, I would love to keep on talking, but I got to run off the sound check. We're in Brampton, Ontario today.
Okay, that's great. Well,
we
thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, all the best.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Je traîne. That was Flower Duet, performed by East Village Opera Company. They are coming to Centennial Theater, and that will be on January 17th, Thursday, 8 p.m. Regular ticket price is $40, seniors $30, and students $20. Check out the website, www.eastvillageoperacompany.com. To book your tickets, you can call the box office at 819-822-9682.